letter carriers ask you to leave a food donation next to your mailbox prior to mail delivery, and they will pick it up as they deliver the mail that day and donate it to your local food bank. Here locally in the tri-state, the Free Store Food Bank and some of its community partners do benefit from the Stamp Out Hunger food drive.
What kinds of items should people put out there on their porch?
We'd like non-perishable food items. To give a few examples, canned fruits and veggies work really well, cereals, tuna, canned chicken and soups, anything that you and your family might eat, something you might have in your cupboard, or if you're swinging by the grocery store and see a few items, if you don't mind picking those up, they really help us out in a big way.
Now, should people label these items so that the postal workers can identify them easily as something that is meant for them to pick up?
Well, something that's new this year, not all zip codes, but some zip codes in the greater Cincinnati area will actually be receiving a postcard and a bag in their mailbox this week. The bag is specifically for Stamp Out Hunger. If you do not receive that bag, if you just put it in maybe a grocery bag or a plastic bag next to your mailbox, the letter carriers do know that's intended for the Stamp Out Hunger food drive.
How much food is typically collected in the Cincinnati area during this particular event each year?
Last year, the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, actually enough food donations came in for the Free Store Food Bank to provide about 70,000 meals for our neighbors in need. So it's really beneficial to our efforts. And to give you an idea nationwide of the impact that it has, since it began 22 years ago, Stamp Out Hunger has collected nearly 1.3 billion pounds of food nationally since its inception.
Now, once the canned goods are collected, what happens to them in the Cincinnati area? And it's actually a 20-county distribution area for the Free Store Food Bank, isn't it?
That's correct. So the Free Store Food Bank actually serves 20 counties in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. We provide about 18.5 million meals annually, and Stamp Out Hunger contributes a great amount to that. What happens the day of Stamp Out Hunger, as letter carriers go and deliver the mail, they pick up the food donations, and they either bring them directly to the Free Store Food Bank, or they might be taking it to one of our community partners. And when I say a community partner, that might be a food pantry in your church basement. It might be a soup kitchen or a shelter, just to give you an idea.
Now, what if you live in a multifamily apartment building? Is it a little bit harder, or what should people do to put the items in view of the postal, the mail carrier, shall we say?
Folks who live in apartment buildings, obviously, they typically have the little stations where they get their mail, and they can actually just put their food donations under the area where they pick up or send out their mail for the letter carriers. Again, the letter carriers do know that's designated for the food drive since it is just a one-day event.
Sarah Cook is a spokeswoman for Cincinnati's Free Store Food Bank. I'm Steve Hirschberg.